about.
Why do women have boobs? So you got something to look at while you're talking to them.
That's what they're for, all right.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
I love boobies. Boobies. Big boobies. Small boobies. Big boobies. Natural boobies. Any kind of boobies. I love them.
I like your take on boobies. I like boobies.
Mambos. Rangoons. Sweater puffs. Sweet rolls. Hefties. Angel cakes. Lactoids.
The enlargement of the breasts was fantastic.
What's this? It's enormous! Oh my God, there's another one!
You want to see nips? You're going to have to give. No bills, no thrills.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I'll just be your secret lover.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. It over to me.
Ma, what are you doing on top of that?
Roll another one.
Dad, what does this mean?
Just like the other one.
Punch, punch, kick.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Is that what's troubling you, friend?
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. 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 It's our time to shine.
These big cans are one third larger.
Roll. Roll another one.
This kind of thing makes me feel dirty.
Just like the other one.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.
This one seems to be about.
Sometimes I wonder if he is learning to say.
I don't have another cent.
Son, never kick a cow turd on a hot day.
But don't bogart that joint.
Are you referring to black gentlemen in Paris?
Just pass it around.
So who should you turn to fund your lung?
But don't bogart that joint, my friend.
Why must you always be like this?
I just pass it.
No. Lisa, let them loose. Shake them for freedom. Shake them for freedom. Let them loose. Let them hang out. And shake them for freedom, Lisa. Come on, Lisa.
Our feature presentation.
Lisa, do you not like freedom?
I shake them for freedom every night.
Not
right now.
That's no good.
It's
not
too cold.
Right now.
No,
only free at night. That's what she's telling
That's
everyone.
Right.
During the day, it's fascism.
So how long ago did Kevin arrive at the broadcast?
11 seconds ago.
And Ralph,
how do you do it?
Cursed me.
How do you do? Well, first of all, we're very disappointed because we always have the comedy when you're not here. But
that's right.
But how do you do it? How are you able to time it, no matter what location you're broadcasting from, to get there within the final minute? Like,
let me ask a question.
Are you impervious to traffic delays?
Does it not bother you at all, by the way, when you're trying to get to a remote broadcast and you're right on the precipice of being late? I mean, you could just as easily be late as you could be on time at this. Do you just not give a rat's ass? No, I care. I want to be here on time. I'm trying to get But here. I can't imagine you're in the car going, oh, crap. You're like, do-do-do-do-do. You don't really give an S.
I wasn't, but I do have a question for you, and this is in addition to your story. Who can pull you over and give you a ticket?
Interesting.
Is it Highway Patrol? Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. What about police?
Of course they can.
It just says police.
Of course they can do that.
What about sheriff?
Absolutely.
Sheriff's
absolutely.
All of them can?
Sure.
Yeah. What do you mean all of them
They're
can?
They're all law enforcement.
How are you confused by
they
that?
They enforce laws.
Well, I thought like maybe the Highway Patrol was in charge of
just highways?
Of giving tickets for speed. And
what about on the street?
Well, I wasn't on the street. I was on the freeway, and I encountered all three on my way down here.
And when I was, you say encountered, you mean?
Three tickets?
Came up on behind quickly and slowed down quickly.
Yeah.
Okay, so none of them pulled you over.
No.
They should have.
But you were hauling ass trying to get here on time, and you kept running into the man, and that's what delayed you.
Three different times, the police, the sheriff, the highway patrol. And every time I thought, I think they can give me a ticket.
Yes, they
You're
can.
You're right.
Okay. I think they can give me a ticket. What are you, new?
know, but I'm saying.
I know that you can get tickets from any law enforcement official.
We talked about this.
But I'm just saying.
On the air, what, 6 months ago?
That's a long time ago.
Had a long conversation.
To me, it seems like one of them would be sort of in charge of speeding on the freeway. And then everybody else has
you
other.
You break a law, any law enforcement official can give you a citation.
The answer to your question, Ralph, is that I got here as fast as I could. I did not want to be late.
You guys.
And I got here 30 seconds
Kevin
ago.
Kevin is an idiot savant. Really, when it comes to time, I bow to him. The fact that he can actually roll in a minute before he needs to be here, wherever it is, it's
not even
unbelievable.
I wish there was the luxury of a minute.
You're right.
You're absolutely right. Because look, here, there's so many factors involved in doing a live broadcast from 50 miles from the regular place that we broadcast from. You would think that you would build in extra time. I feel like if we decided, hey guys, we're doing a show from Moscow in a year, Kevin would be there 25 seconds before the show started.
Get off the plane in Leningrad as Doug Bogart was starting to play.
It's just astonishing.
But would Kevin be there?
Apparently so.
Well, here's the thing, though. He is enabled like a special needs child.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the fact that we cater to your weakness. Dave shows up. He sets up your computer for you. Your pencils are laid out. Everything is set up for you so you can just...
Your juice box.
Yeah, you can step in. You've got your binky here. Everything is ready for you just to step in and start the show. Because everyone knows you couldn't possibly get here in time to prepare and to get ready for the show yourself.
I could.
But you wouldn't. So everyone does it for you. So in essence, we're just enabling your weakness.
This is a wonderful day. Why so much hate?
Because it has to be addressed.
Do you have a man or maybe your mom who dresses you in the morning, lays out your clothes for you, so you'd have to make those decisions yourself?
I do not.
You need a guy to hook you up?
Yeah. Linus does that.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about Linus. All right. I don't have a clock. Do we have time for
It is 5:39.
Do we have time for a little story or no?
Yeah. Sure. Sure.
If I were to tell you that this story came out of Florida, it would not be a surprise to you, I bet.
Nope.
I don't think we'll have time for another What's Up with Florida.
How many computers do you have, by the way?
Just the two. I got the
one. What's the difference? Bean is
Bean's ground control over
Bean's
there.
Bean's running NASA, and I got nothing going on.
Here's a woman in Riviera Beach. She was mugged, tragically, outside of her workplace at night. But she was able to give the police a lot to go on because she recognized the voice of her attacker as her ex-boyfriend from 1 month before.
So he tried to mug her. As an anonymous person?
Yes, he was not intending, once again, not enough information
details,
in the article, but did he pick her out on purpose because he knew something she had, or was
Of course.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
He knew she had a diamond or something?
Yeah. And he probably had a hate-on for her on top of it.
It was her ex-boyfriend, Leonard Farrington, she told police. She's 30 years old. She was mugged just before midnight outside the Gratitude House where she works. I want to know what the Gratitude House is, by the way.
I think we do know.
It's not what you think.
She told police she was on her way into the facility, was going to a secure gated area. A man came.
And now it's time for a moment with Kevin.
But we'll see you tomorrow morning at the rock and roll slide bar. What's it called? Leah, thanks for coming in. Thanks for the cake. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you.
That was a moment with Kevin.
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, maybe you should get here a little bit earlier and learn the name of the place.
You really think that would help?
Nope.
Okay.
All right.
5:51, time for our first look at the showbiz beat here, live from the Slide Bar in Fullerton. And I think right at 6 o'clock, I think, is when we let the crowd in. So if you're outside, we'll see you in a minute.
And
start getting your drink orders together.
And if you are coming down here, please don't forget to bring an unwrapped toy to give this squadron of Marines we have here that are collecting all our toys for the Toys for Tots program, or as we like to call it, Toys for Tatas. It's a great cause each and every year, and we're happy to give. And it would be nice if you brought an unwrapped toy down here to get in.
I would be a great Marine.
Yeah, you
yes,
would.
Yes, you would.
Wouldn't I?
When I look at you, I think Marines.
I do, too. I mean, if it wasn't for the fact that you would turn to dust on the first day of boot camp. But other than that, I think...
I would own the Corps, man.
You would. Semper Fi. All right, let's get right to the show business news. As we speak this morning, the Grammy Awards nominations are being revealed. Most of them... Oh, who am I kidding? Practically all of them have no relevance to those of us who listen to music on K-Rock.
Yeah.
But you might be interested. I'll give you some of the updates. They're tweeting them out this morning, so you can follow online yourself if you're interested. But Record of the Year, for example, the Grammy nominations are Fancy, Iggy Azalea, of course, Chandelier, Stay With Me, Sam Smith, of course, Shake It Off, that hateable Taylor Swift, and All About That Bass, Meghan Trainor. How about that?
That list of Record of the Year so sums up the world we live in, doesn't
it?
That is
true.
I mean, that is 98% of what's played on radio stations around the world.
It is.
That list.
Thank God you people are listening to us. You're the last few.
It's not our world out there, I'll tell you that
much. It is not.
Bill Cosby update. There are more tour dates which have been canceled in the wake of the sexual assault allegations against Bill Cosby. Yesterday, the Tarrytown Music Hall in Tarrytown, New York, announced on Facebook and Twitter that their Cosby show for this Saturday has been postponed to a later date.
Well, how is the Cosby going to meet women if he's not on tour?
That's a good point. He'll have to go down to this local Starbucks. Can I put this in your latte and then take you back to the dumpster?
Allegedly.
As to when the date will be remade in Tarrytown, they have on their website the 12th of never. So I don't know exactly when that is, but I'm looking forward to it. By the way, the U.S. Navy has taken back Bill Cosby's honorary title of Chief Petty Officer.
I was surprised that he had that.
He was in the Navy.
To take back.
In the late 50s, discharged in 1960. He was a Petty Officer Third Class. Then in 2011, the Navy honored him by giving him the honorary title of Chief Petty Officer. They said, however, because of the sexual assault allegations against him, that's in direct conflict with their core values, they say.
This is so interesting to me. Look, he's a heinous person, but he's never been charged. He's never been convicted.
Right.
And people are, you know, taking stuff away from
that
him.
That doesn't seem
based on
legal.
Rumor, really.
Yeah, appearances. Really.
Well, right. Yeah, and the bad PR it would get if they went forward
exactly.
with it.
Yeah.
So.
That's not really illegal, Lisa, because these are bestowed upon him by private organizations.
And they just decide if they want to do it or not.
Yeah, and they can decide whether they want to do it or not, I suppose. And I was surprised he resigned himself from Temple University's board of directors.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they had a meeting before that where they went, it would be good if you would step down.
That could be the one that he actually felt bad about disgracing because it's so important to him his whole life.
Yeah. However, he is still keeping his honorary doctorate at Rape U.
That is not a thing. That's
Rape University.
That is not
a thing. I'm sorry, Rape University.
Right, that's it.
And I think Sofia Vergara may be better than us. In
really?
A lot of ways. Yeah.
I know she's better than me.
What's your first clue?
That's for sure. She recently became a resident, you know. She moved to Miami in her 20s, but it took her a long time to get her resident status. She was talking to Jimmy Kimmel on his show, and she proudly announced that on her citizenship test, she got 100% of the questions right.
Wow. I would like us all to take that test.
I think that's a great idea.
See how we do.
We should bring it in next week, and we should all see how we do on that test.
Oh, it'd be so sad.
Well, we'll take it. Kevin can have like a fifth grade spelling test. We'll see how he does.
By the way,
it's interesting. I don't know if she was here legally all this time.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Uh-huh. But she became a citizen finally just a few years ago and aced her test, 100% of all the
That questions. Is impressive.
It's very impressive. Anybody watch Peter Pan last night?
No.
Come on.
I
was flipping back and forth between the football game because it started being a rout pretty early on.
Yeah. Right.
So I was going back and forth between the Bears-Dallas game and Peter Pan. It was a train wreck.
Really?
Are they going to play it again?
Like bad enough?
I'm sure they will.
Yes. Yeah. Excellent.
Depending on what the ratings were like. But
how was your boy Christopher Walken?
He was a tired old man.
Oh, no.
He was half-assing it the whole time. So, Pan. I'm so... upset that everybody's like waiting for him. I don't know how long the show's supposed to run.
I heard he was obviously reading cue cards,
which
is crazy because they've been in rehearsals for this thing for like 2 months, and also that he wasn't making any attempt to lip sync properly.
No,
like completely out of whack.
And I was like, I'm Captain Hook. I'm a bad guy. Just walking around the deck of the boat, and everyone else like dancing around him.
Did you find yourself sticking on that and not going back to the football
game? Yes, very much so, because it was train wreck television, and Allison Williams was not good.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, it was just bad on every level, and it looks like they shot it in a phone booth. I mean, it's supposed to be a Broadway musical, the big expansive sets and everything. It looked like a Saturday Night Live sketch. It looked like a very small studio. So, I don't know. I guess they'll do it again if it gets
ratings.
Sorry,
I missed it.
I recorded it. I'm looking forward to seeing it when I get back.
Very
as much as I can stand.
Yeah. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Singer Little Richard, one of the architects of rock and roll, 82 years old today. Comedian Margaret Cho is 46 years old. Actress Paula Patton. Oh, I hope she gets back together with her husband.
Who's that?
Robin Thicke.
Yes. Oh.
It was in the news a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize her name with his, but...
She's 39 years old.
His Please Take Me Back tour was brutal.
Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle is 29. And singer-guitarist Johnny Resnick of Goo Goo Dolls. Is 40. Remember when the Goo Goo Dolls were a thing?
Barely.
I'm going to check my Twitter feed, see if they're nominated for any Grammys this year. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, people are coming in now.
What?
About that?
That's Foo Fighters, by the way. Don't forget, playing the Honda Center September 18 and 19 at the Forum. And the final episode of Sonic Highways airs tonight on HBO. I am pre-sad that that show is going to be no longer with us.
I know you are.
Very, very sad about that. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for the United States Marine Corps.
Yeah.
Come on with the come on. And I have to say, if the worst duty in the world is going out there and being in the desert and getting shot at, the best duty in the world is collecting toys at the Miss Double December pageant in Fullerton, California every year, right?
Yeah, I would say that's pretty good. Gunnery Sergeant Alex Laredo. Hi.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Welcome.
Get on up that microphone if you would there.
Oh, all right.
It's a little low.
So you have been here before, and you were quick to volunteer to come back again this morning, I hear.
Actually, this is the first time I'm here, but I'm more than happy to come again.
Tell me about Toys for Tots.
So Toys for Tots, I'm the Toys for Tots corner in Orange County. Last year, we raised a total of 168,000 toys here in Orange County.
That's wow. Amazing.
And we helped out 77,000 kids. So each kid got approximately about two toys.
That's
wow.
So great.
That is amazing.
But you keep the really good stuff for yourself, right?
No, definitely not, sir.
I mean, seriously, I see the toys coming in. You go, yeah, this doll is great, but look at this drone. Wow. Got to get me some of that.
Right.
Look, I know you're trained a certain way, but you're a Marine and you're in your uniform. Do not call Bean sir. It's not acceptable.
Is it a certain time of year, like just a month a year, a week a year? How often do you do the Toys for Tots stuff?
Toys for Tots is actually year-round, but we started this year in September for the holidays. However, we do Christmas in July. If anything comes up and the community needs it, we're there to help.
What is it like to organize that? How many people run it? I mean, is it just you in a truck, a pickup truck, driving around?
No, right now we have our whole I&I staff on Seal Beach, which is about 43 of us. So we
wow.
go.
How many guys do you have down here today?
We have a total of 18 Marines, sir.
And we need every one of them. Just saying. Thank you, Alex.
How long have you been a Marine, Alex?
I've been in for 15 years, sir.
15 years?
Do not call him sir. I know that's your training. It's not okay.
Look at him.
I was saying earlier before you came on, I saw you guys milling about, and I thought, I'd be an awesome Marine. And I think that was mostly just me admiring the uniform and how sharp everybody looks in a Marine uniform. But what was it like for you, if you don't mind me asking, what was it like for you at the beginning? Was it a surprise to you what it was like in boot camp, for instance, or were you ready for it?
I wanted a challenge in life, so I went in and didn't. Look at me here.
It seems hard. It seems hard to be a Marine.
It definitely is. I mean,
that's the difference between you and us. We don't want the challenge.
Oh, wait, that's hard? I'm not going to do it. These people that are already in front of us, they showed up with toys?
Yes, sir, they did.
What kind of good stuff have you seen?
I haven't personally collected, but my Marines collected a whole bunch of toys.
All right. Awesome.
You know, the year that we were down here in Fullerton and it was raining like crazy,
yeah.
And we were at full capacity, people who came down with the toys that couldn't get in left the toys and went home.
No, that was awesome.
That was unbelievable that they would awesome. Do that. Yeah.
All right. So toysfortots.org. People can go there and do what?
So if they're not here today and they want to donate toys, we have over 627 drop-off locations within Orange County. So you go to toysfortots.org, click California, Orange County, and you click on toy drop sites, and it tells you where at in Orange County you can go and drop toys off.
627 locations?
Yes.
That's insane.
Wow. It really is.
I feel like if a toy fell off the back of my car, there'd be something there to scoop it up.
Definitely.
Hey, Sergeant, before we go, you have so many ribbons on your chest. What are they all for?
I've done four deployments to Iraq and one to Afghanistan.
Oh, my God.
Yes, sir.
This is better, right?
Definitely. Most definitely.
Tough question. Thank you for joining us this morning. Thank you for running the Toys for Tots.
Thank you.
And thank you to everybody who brought an unwrapped gift. Continue to
do
so.
Really, that's why we're here. We're just here for the Tots.
Yeah,
right?
Of course. That's how this all started.
Oh, and Miss Double December.
Miss Double December, that's right. All right, one more round of applause, please, for the United States Marine Corps and our friend Gunnery Sergeant Alex Laredo. They are the very best in the world. The next best in the world are the contestants vying to be Miss Double December 2015, and we are going to meet them on this stage live at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Don't forget, you can go to KROQ.com and you can watch the whole thing. We'll be broadcasting all and webcasting all morning long right here on KROQ.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:22.
We are live from the Slide Bar in beautiful Fullerton, our home away from home for the annual Miss Double December pageant. We're going to meet the girls in just a second. Hey, by the way, Christine, associate producer Christine, just came up, and I said, how's it going back there? You know, she's working the tent with the dressing room. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, guys, it's a little tough. I had to find some gaffer's tape to get rid of some camel toe. She's back there putting tape on vaginas right now. That's her job. She said, if anyone's ever wondered what it's like to work on the Kevin and Bean Show, that's my job today.
Well, let's stop doing that.
I was a little bit surprised by that, too.
Gaffer's tape?
Yes. And
why gaffer's tape?
That'll take the skin right off them.
I don't know.
Use spackle. That's what I use. I get some spackle or some caulk.
Make your own, too, right?
I get some caulk.
I'm sorry, what?
Some caulk.
Wait, you put your caulk on it?
And then I just get a putty knife, and then I just spackle it smooth.
I see. Okay. Look, here's
let me get back there and fix this. I'll be right back.
Here's my whole thing. We're all adults here, right?
Yes, we are. Well, for the most part.
Then what's the point?
Let the toe fly.
Right. Let the toe fly.
Let the toe fly.
That's what those Marines out there fought for. So let the toe fly.
Yes.
All right. Well, this is a very exciting day for us. At the end of the show this morning, we will have crowned Miss Double December 2015. By the way, if you'd like to watch instead of listen, you go to KROQ.com. We're streaming the whole thing. Ralph Garman, ladies and gentlemen, your MC for the morning.
Good morning, boys and girls.
He is on stage in a suit like he do. Ralph, what is up first, sir?
You know what you've done now, Bean. Every time the girls walk out here, everyone's going to be looking for camel toe for the rest of the morning. You know that, right? Did they get the tape in there? I don't see
Hey, Ralph, that would have happened anyway.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Our first segment, the pageant, for those of you who have been here before, who have listened before, the pageant is broken up into three sections, which is, first of all, the swimsuit section of the pageant. Then we'll do our talent portion, where the girls will get to entertain you with what their special skills are. And then, of course, the evening wear and interview section, where we get to really know the girls up close and personally. Camel toe not included.
Well, maybe.
So let's kick things off with the swimsuit portion of the show, starting with group number one. Adriana is first up to the stage. Adriana, would you please join us?
Yeah, I want a big, warm Kevin and Bean crowd welcome for each of these girls.
That's
right
it
here.
For this Adriana.
Hour of the day in a bikini.
Adriana, if you would just walk the runway for us. Adriana is from Whittier, California. She is a legal office receptionist. She says she loves to dance, travel, work, and she wants a career in stand-up comedy.
Hey, what's your rush? Hey, what's your rush?
Easy, Bean, easy.
Why is she in such a hurry?
The girls will be here all morning.
She just got here.
Next up on the stage, yes, Kevin?
I just wanted to mention, I wrote notes when they came in, and I'm not sure why this was written, but it says, we need to corrupt her. I'm not sure what that means, the last girl.
Because she's a very wholesome girl.
Maybe so.
Next up on the stage is Michelle. Please give a warm welcome to Michelle. Good morning, Michelle. If you would do us the kindness of walking the runway for us. This is Michelle. She's from Los Angeles. She is a model manager. Michelle refers to herself as a little Filipina with a bunch of spunk.
How, if you have it in your notes, Rob, how tall is she?
How tall are you, Michelle?
I'm a short 5'4", fun size.
Well, Filipina. Those heels are doing some damage then.
For sure. Michelle, ladies and gentlemen.
She also said she's a motorboating expert.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
I'm sure she means the kind of boats you take out on a lake or a
sure.
River. Next up on the stage is Jen. Please give a warm welcome to contestant Jen. Good morning, Jen. Jen is from Newport Beach, California. She's a law student. She's a smart one. I can see her brains from here.
I have a sudden need for an attorney.
Yes. Jen said if she was going to be a porn star, her made-up stage name would be Sasha Ferrari.
Yeah, all right. I like it.
I am pre-ordering on Amazon right now.
Coming up on the stage next is our contestant, Ashley. Please welcome Ashley to the stage.
Holy moly.
Ashley's a tall drink of water from La Habra, California. Local girl. Ashley, why don't you walk the runway for us?
Just a reminder, you can watch this at KROQ.com.
Yeah, this is a waste on the radio.
Ashley's a cake decorator. And she also likes to ride dirt bikes. Let's hear it for Ashley.
I have never seen a happier Marine than Ashley's escort.
All of our girls this morning are being escorted by Marines up on stage.
We decided to do that to keep you guys away from them. They needed marine escorts.
People are animals.
We do need somebody with a gun between the crowd and the girls.
Absolutely. And lastly, in our first group of swimsuit contestants is Ms. Padilla. Please put your hands together for Ms. Padilla from North Hollywood, California. She's an executive assistant. That lucky executive. Please take a walk on our runway if you would, Ms. Padilla.
All of these girls have something in common, Ralph, but I can't quite figure out what it is.
So far, they've all been brunettes, Bean. They've all been brunettes.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Ms. Padilla, thank you so much. That is the first grouping of our swimsuit contestants in the Miss Double December 2015 competition.
I need to take some heart medicine before round two, if you don't mind.
I don't think Viagra is heart medicine, Bean.
We'll take a break. We'll be right back. If you are going to night number two of the K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, you will be blown away by Imagine Dragons.
True that.
Blown away.
They are great. And by the way, just added to the bill, no doubt. We had Tony Cannella yesterday. If you missed that interview.
How about that?
We do have it up at krock.com. No Doubt is, obviously, we're down here in Orange County, so you guys know how much we love No Doubt. We're so excited to see them again coming up on the 14th. And by the way, how about this? Someone in this crowd is going to win tickets to Acoustic Christmas in about 20 minutes. Someone down here today.
You're putting a lot of faith in them.
I know.
I'm not positive that's going
to
happen.
We're live at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Please go to krock.com right now if you would like to watch the proceedings. We hope to crown Miss Double December 2015 here today. Ralph Garman in a suit on the stage is going to take us into round two of meeting the girls in bikinis.
Yeah, this is our swimsuit competition. We're going to bring the second group of girls out, just as lovely and charming as the first group. Please put your hands together. Give a warm welcome to contestant Leah. Leah, come on, join us on stage, Leah. Leah's from Canyon Country. She is a cake decorator. We've got two cake decorators in the show.
Yes,
what are the
chances?
What are the odds? You want to give us a walk down the runway there, Leah? Leah says that she is basically Kevin, Bean, Ralph, and Lisa May all put together with a little bit of Rodney thrown in. Which is just creepy beyond words.
And we're going to see her singing an original song on the stage later on today in the talent competition, which I'm very much looking forward to.
And I'm going
to
be singing all about that bass in a little bit myself.
Well, what made you think of that, Ralph?
Oh, nothing. Coming up to the stage next is T. Give a warm welcome to contestant T, everybody.
That is the best letter of the alphabet.
It really is. T is from Canoga Park, California. Hi, T. Why don't you walk the runway for everybody. She is a tax department manager. I'd like to give her my deductions. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I don't know what that means.
No.
Thank you so much, T, for joining us today. She is lovely. Her talent. I'm looking forward to her talent later on.
What's she doing?
She's going to crush a watermelon between her thighs.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Where's the USA jet now?
Which actually is terrifying to me when I think about it, because my skull, it could be that watermelon.
Yeah. Yeah, you want to stay on her good side, I think.
Please welcome next to the stage, Marcela. Marcela from Whittier, California. Marcela, come join us up here on stage. Hello. Why don't you walk the runway for everybody, Marcela? Marcela is a surgical tech.
Lisa, what would you estimate Marcela's waist is?
Maybe a 22.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's unreal.
Ridiculous.
Let's see if we play Beat Lisa. Marcela, what's your waist size?
I don't even know.
You don't know?
I'll
measure you in the back later.
That's how much she never has to think about it.
Exactly.
That's right.
She's very much about the treble, not so much about the bass.
Yes, yes.
You know what I mean?
That's like a magazine waist right there.
Yeah.
If that was real.
All right. What magazine are you looking at? Is that from Small Waist Monthly?
Tiny Waist.
I do subscribe.
I just the Tiny Waist Gazette. You're a weird man, Bean.
No, what I'm saying is you don't see
girls. Stop saying it. Whatever it is you're saying, stop saying it.
I don't see women like that in the wild.
All right. Well, get off the island once in a while. Maybe you'll see a girl or two.
Well, you're probably right.
And lastly, the last contestant in our swimsuit portion of our competition, please welcome Reyna to the stage. Reyna from Orange, California. She is a bartender and server. Reyna also competed in last year's Miss Double December, our third place winner. She's back and she's in it to win it this year. Reyna, why don't you take a walk along the runway there?
Reyna has a powerful tan.
Yeah. She's tan, she's rested, she's ready to compete this year. Let's hear it for Raina, everybody. Yes. Raina, the last of our contestants in the swimsuit portion of our competition this morning.
How are we going to pick, Ralph? Seriously.
As always, it's up to the Kevin and Bean listeners to go to krock.com and get their votes. And votes we will take up until 9 o'clock this morning. At that point, it cuts off. We'll tabulate the votes, and then we'll announce the winner.
All right, we're going to take a break. What happens in the next hour in terms of the pageant? I know we got the we're giving away some Acoustic Christmas tickets. We've got the show Bisbee. What else is going on for the pageant?
The next portion of the pageant will be the talent portion, where the girls will come out and show their special skills, including, as I mentioned, a girl who will crush a watermelon with her thighs.
We are live from the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Miss Double December 2015 pageant is on the air and streaming worldwide at krock.com. We'll be right back.
It seems like it.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 6:53.
Yes, the drinks are flowing. Everyone's warming up. It's becoming a party.
How? I got a question for the crowd here. How disappointed are you during these parts of the broadcast where there are no girls on stage?
Why would you ask that?
That's what I thought.
Very.
So we should probably get past this part in a hurry, I guess.
Yeah. This is for the folks listening.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
More than watching.
We are live at the Slide Bar in Fullerton, our home away from home here in Orange County, where we broadcast every year for the Miss Double December pageant. Please watch it online at krock.com. The webcast is up and running. It looks spectacular. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat now on a Friday morning.
It's our home away from home that we only spend one day a year at.
That's right.
Yeah. It's not much of a home, really.
Yeah, it's a visit.
It's like your creepy uncle's house when he touches you on Thanksgiving.
Boy, did this go south fast.
I'm just saying.
I was all warm and fuzzy about the slide
bar. Hey, you don't know my uncle. He was a good-looking man. He should make me warm and fuzzy.
Wasn't the worst thing that ever happened to you, was it?
All right, let me give away something before we get to the showbiz news. How about some passes to the world premiere of The Hobbit.
The Hobbit.
The
Hobbit.
The Battle of the Five Armies. It all happens on December 9th at the Dolby Theater. The movie's in theaters everywhere on December the 17th. But if you'd like to see Martin Freeman and Ian McKellen and Richard Armitage at the Dolby Theater there at Hollywood and Highland on December the 9th, give me a call now, 1-800-520-1067. First five callers who get through with that number get a pair of passes to the premiere of The Hobbit, The Battle of the Five Armies. Speaking of movies, have you been following this Sony hack at all?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yes.
They hacked into the computers at
awesome.
The Sony.
Awesome.
Because it's just hilarious how
it's
inept.
A crime, Bean.
No, I'm not saying it's. No. I'm saying it's awesome how much has been exposed about Sony, who you think of as a major corporation that has its S together, and they're putting all the company passwords in a folder labeled passwords. I mean, that's the kind of stuff we're finding out now.
It is pulling back the curtain considerably. My favorite part was they had a bunch of memos saying how much everyone at Sony doesn't like Adam Sandler movies.
I wish he'd stop making movies.
Yeah, that was my favorite
part.
God. People writing us like, why are we in business with him? His movies are awful.
And they don't make us any money.
We'd like to do better movies than what we're doing.
And I always wanted Seth Rogen's Social Security number, so I got that. I mean, yeah, it's been a lot of good stuff.
They disclosed who was making what in their latest movie, The Interview, Seth Rogen and James Franco.
Yeah.
Seth Rogen making $8.4 million for that film.
Good for him.
James Franco's only getting $6.5 million.
Ooh, he's going to be pissed.
Did Franco not help write it?
I don't know what his participation was. Maybe that's it. Maybe Seth got more because he was a writer.
But Seth is a bigger movie star and I think a bigger draw at the
film. But James Franco's dreamy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Kevin Federline's also in the film.
He
got a gig in the film. He has a cameo and he was paid $5,000.
That's a year's salary for Federline.
That almost pays off the trailer. And while we're talking about movies, Ryan Reynolds is in the news. Looks like he will be playing Deadpool in the upcoming Deadpool spinoff movie. A lot of Deadpool fans in the crowd. He, of course, played the character in X-Men Origins Wolverine, the Wolverine standalone movie. He was in that. And there was some speculation they're going to take that character and spin it off. Looks like it's going to happen. It looks like Ryan Reynolds will reprise his role as Deadpool.
Now, he went through a patch where people were kind of down on him and his choices and even his acting, but he's kind of fought back and is kind of respectable again, right?
Well, he had a bad turn with that Green Lantern movie. That was awful.
Yeah.
But he was pretty good as Deadpool, so I think I think people are looking forward to seeing that. In music news, Chris Martin told the BBC that the next Coldplay album, which is tentatively called A Head Full of Dreams, will probably wrap things up for the band for good.
Oh, really?
Really?
It's our seventh thing, he said. The way we look at it, it's kind of like the last Harry Potter book or something like that. But not to say there might not be another thing one day, but this is the completion of something. So it sounds like the band might be going away for a while.
Well, he's going on to be the new lead singer of U2.
That's right. Now he's taking a ride a damn bike.
Speaking of music, isn't the Grammy nominations coming out this morning? Do we have any rock nominations we can talk about?
We do, and they're doing something unusual this year where they're kind of rolling them out on Twitter, and some of them are going to be on TV tonight on that Grammy Christmas special. But there is one category that does have some K-Rock artists in it. You know, the categories you gave us earlier this morning, Ralph, were just not our people.
No.
Our people are not getting a great deal of love from the Grammys, but here are the nominees for the Best Rock Song. Let's choose a winner right now with the crowd here. You guys tell me who you like here, all right? Ain't It Fun from Paramore. Beck, Blue Moon. The Black Keys, Fever.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's my pick.
Ryan Adams, Gimme Something Good. Or Lazzarato from Jack White. Those are your best rock song nominees.
I'm going to say Black Keys.
I'm going Black Keys.
I'd be pleased with that as well.
Yeah.
Do they care? Or are they taking our vote into account?
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, okay, good. Sure, they're jotting down furiously over there at Grammy Central.
Love it.
Today's celebrity birthdays. All these stars were born on today, December the 5th. Little Richard, speaking of rock and roll, one of the great all-time rock and roll stars, 82 years old today.
I have a clip for maybe our listeners are not familiar with Little Richard because it's before their time.
Yeah.
So I do have a clip of one of his all-time rock and roll greats, if you don't mind.
Awesome.
I'm a hamster, not a trapeze artist. I'm not a circus act. I'm a hamster. Am I in any way related to the wheel?
I mean, that's how it's done right there, kids. That's the foundation of rock and roll. We stand on the shoulders of giants.
All right, stop selling it. Like your bit's over. Margaret Cho, the comedian, 46 years old. Paula Patton, smoking hot actress and former wife to that crazy Robin Thicke. She's 39 years old today. Frankie Muniz, he was Malcolm in the Middle. Now he's Frankie in between jobs.
He's like a race car driver or something now, right?
Yeah, he races cars. He's 29 years old. And Johnny Resnick, formerly of the Goo Goo Dolls. Well, I guess he's still with the Goo Goo Dolls. I guess I just formally listened to the Goo Goo Dolls. He's 49 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show live in Fullerton at the Slide Bar.
This double December pageant, we're going to get back to the ladies in a minute. Hey, listen, before we do this thing, I just want to say for folks who tune in Friday mornings at this time to hear pregame.com's RJ Bell give his NFL picks, because we're doing the live broadcast today, we're not talking to him on the radio, but we did already talk to him and get all of his picks, and you can listen to that at krock.com, and it'll be on the podcast later on today. And by the way, Ralph, he's picking the Eagles.
Oh, I love that because he's possessed. He's got magical
powers. I
know.
He's got magical skills, and he's picking the Eagles to beat my Seahawks on Sunday in Philadelphia.
Very exciting news.
I hope he's wrong this time.
We all root for that. But, right?
Anyway, RJ Bell, you can get it on the krock.com. The post is live if you got to make that bet here this morning. Now, Kevin, what do you have going on stage here at the Slide Bar?
We have tickets for the 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, and we have some people who are going to do Listeroki. So they're going to come out, they're going to sing a song, and you guys need to judge who's the best, and we'll give away a pair of tickets.
Now, we're doing night one this time. Everybody's singing night one artist songs, and that means they've got Bush or Fall Out Boy, Incubus, Linkin Park, New Politics, Rise Against, Royal Blood, Walk the Moon, or System of a Down to choose from. Who is our first contestant?
It's time for Listeroki.
Listeroki, that's the game we're gonna play. Listeroki, come and sing and don't be late.
All right, let's have our first contestant come up. What is your name?
You can't boo him yet.
Why are you booing him?
You haven't even heard anything.
He hasn't even started. I'm guessing his crime against nature is that he's not a woman.
Yes, that's right. This crowd will boo anything that doesn't have double D's.
All right, your name, sir?
Christian.
And you're going to sing what?
Megalomaniac. Incubus.
All right, you guys ready? Here we go.
Well, megalomaniac, you're no Jesus. Yeah, you're no Beepy Belvis. Watch your hands off yourself, but you got to step down. Step down.
All right, step down, sir.
Step down, indeed.
Yeah, somebody take him off before he gets shot.
By the way, you people are assholes. That was good.
I thought he brought some real enthusiasm to the stage.
Yes. Come on out. What is your name? And I'm guessing you're going to sing System of a Down.
Yes, my name is Helena.
Helena is wearing a System t-shirt. That's the hint there. What song are you going to do, Helena?
What song?
Oh, Chop Suey.
Chop Suey, here we go.
Why have you forsaken me? In your eyes forsaken me. In your thoughts forsaken me. In your heart forsaken me.
Okay. All right.
Wow,
Lena.
I think we understand.
I got to tell you, rough crowd.
It is a rough crowd. Doesn't mean she was good, but it's still a rough crowd.
Both are true. Yes. Your name, sir?
My name, Michael.
Michael's bum rushing the audience.
He's high-fiving the crowd.
He's working the runway.
And he hasn't even sung yet.
He's a natural-born entertainer.
A word out.
All right. He looks very angry. He's rock-bottoming the crowd. This is the strangest thing I've ever seen. What are you going to sing?
Linkin Park, Somewhere I Belong.
Here we go.
All right. I want to feel, like a something ever. The way I want it all along, somewhere I belong.
All right, there's Michael, ladies and gentlemen.
Michael had the crowd in the palm of his hand until he started singing.
Yep. Yep. All right. Boy, not a clear winner so far.
Keep me updated on time. I can't tell.
We're fine. So,
we're good. We're good.
Your name?
Jose.
Jose, you're going to sing what?
Savior, but Rise Against.
Rise Against. Here we go.
Kills me not to know this, but I've almost just forgotten what the color of her eyes were. And the sky, forgotten as Italian times and traces. Now what thing goes here is dropping.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a race to the bottom.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
All right, I think we got time for a couple more contestants.
You know what? It turns out singing's hard.
It is, actually, yeah.
Come on out.
I feel bad for making fun of all those kids on The Voice.
Your name, please?
Melissa.
Melissa, you're going to sing what song?
Centuries, Fall Out Boy.
There we go.
Some legends are told, some turn to dust as you go. You will remember me for centuries. Just one mistake is all it will take to go down in history. Remember me for centuries.
All right, very nice, Melissa. Isn't it interesting? The cute girl who's a size 2, they like. How about that?
Well, she can also sing. That helps.
She can sing.
One more contestant, please.
All right.
Oh, come on.
Give him a chance.
He doesn't have a chance. What's your name?
Antonio.
Antonio, what are you going to sing?
In the End, Linkin Park.
Here we go.
Fire beer mug. One thing, I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep this in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time. Oh, I know time is a valuable thing. Watch it count down to the end of the drink. Watch it count down to the end of the say. It's so unreal.
All right.
There you go.
There we go. There's Antonio. All right. Let's get everybody back out on stage
really?
Here next to Kevin.
Really? Do we have to do that?
I agree. Yep. I'm with Ralph. What's the point?
Let's just see officially. But look, you got to let the jury vote, Kevin.
They've heard
the evidence now. Let's let them bring back a verdict.
All right. Seriously, now we need to pick a winner, okay? So this is by your vote. I'm going to put my hand over their head. And you guys cheer.
I think you should put your hand over their mouth in many cases.
All right, here we go. Contestant number one. Contestant number two.
All right, a little love for Michael.
Number three. You guys are brutal. Number four. Number five. What a surprise. Number six.
I don't know. It seems close to me.
Congratulations.
Melissa. Melissa's our winner.
Melissa is going to the sold-out 25th annual K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas, December 13th at the Forum. We got more tickets you can win at 9 o'clock this morning here on the Kevin and Bean Show. All right, Ralph, you're bringing the girls back out. What's next?
Coming up next, the talent portion of our competition.
As we crown Miss Double December 2015 live from the Slide Bar in Fullerton, we'll be right back on K-Rock.
I approve. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:24. What's up, Fullerton?
We are live at the Slide Bar, Miss Double December 2015 pageant. By the way, Brittany, our current Miss Double December, is backstage. Will be joining us in a few minutes.
Yes.
Right now, please, how about a warm Kevin and Bean show? Welcome to Lux, Miss Double December 2013. Hi, Lux. What's going on?
Good morning, everybody.
Ralph is on the stage. He's going to bring out the girls for the talent competition. You've been mingling backstage. What do you think so far? Good crop?
Right now, the girls seem like they have a lot of great talents.
I agree.
Strange,
this is my favorite part.
Strangely enough, she knows them all.
She does. It's weird. Like, Lux seems to be the common thread through most of these girls.
Lux only has hot friends.
I don't know how that works.
She's kind of...
It's a gift and a curse.
She's kind of a pimp. She is the one who's hiring all the girls for the pageant, it kind of seems like a little bit.
Yes. Before we get started with the talent portion,
We would like to talk to you, the audience, a little bit here at the slide bar. The girls getting up here, it takes an enormous amount of courage for them to get out there in front of everyone and do whatever it is they're going to do on this stage. Hopefully you got all of your boos out of the way with the people who were singing in the last portion. But I would really like to ask you as a personal favor to me, be kind to these girls and give them as much support as you possibly can. All right? Let's try to be positive.
Right on. Well said, Ronald. Right. I threatened to fight them. That didn't work.
That's not the best way to go.
You went the nice way. I like
it. Yeah, try to go the nice way.
I like it.
All right, we're going to have some of the girls come up here and show you what they can do. Let's start things off with Adriana. Adriana will be out here. Come on out here, sweetheart. Holy moly.
If you're just joining us, the swimsuit part of the competition happened in the 6 o'clock hour. Now we're into the talent, and we'll have interview and evening gown in the 8 o'clock hour.
Hi, Adriana.
Hi.
What is your talent going to be for us this morning?
Stand-up comedy.
All right. Adriana is going to... Hey, what did I say?
Hey, remember, everybody.
Adriana is going to do some stand-up comedy for us. I'm going to give her the microphone, and you're going to listen because you're all nice.
And you're going to like it.
Here we go. Here's the mic.
So how's everyone doing today? Okay, well, I just wanted to introduce myself. My name's Adriana, obviously. I also wanted to introduce my homegirls here. They're 24 years old, all natural. They've always been there for me. I'm also Mexican.
Nice.
Just like Dave, the king of Mexico. Only thing is, I know how to speak a little bit more Spanish than he does. So I don't know who made him king of Mexico. Can anyone tell me the difference between Dave, the king of Mexico, and a stroke victim?
Nothing!
One can't speak or think without assistance. And the other is just a stroke victim.
Well crafted. Adriana, ladies and gentlemen. Adriana. Well crafted.
That was
Thank
gutsy.
You, Adriana. That Thank was you, gutsy. That is gutsy. And she was spot on about Dave, actually.
Correct,
too.
Yes.
Sure was.
Oh, well. Oh, we have a carpet now
we
being
do.
Laid out.
We've got a carpet. Fly. And this carpet is for our next contestant. You want to spin that? I think it's going the wrong way.
Spin the carpet?
Good work there, Dave.
Is that part of the trick or no?
No. All right. Yes. Dave, the King of Mexico, will now spin a carpet for us. Our next contestant is Michelle. Please give Michelle a warm welcome. Here, Michelle. Come on over here. Michelle, what are you going to do for us this morning?
I'm going to do a roly-poly roll.
A roly-poly roll. Can you describe that for the folks who are listening at home, what that's going to be?
It involves me sitting with my legs open and rolling in a circle.
I love it.
Well, I mean, okay, if that's what you want to do.
Here's Michelle and her
totally
roly-poly roll.
Totally Snapchatting this.
That is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. And now the splits.
Ends with the splits. Ladies and gentlemen, Michelle. Put your hands together for Michelle.
Fellow Filipina there, Lux.
That's right.
Nice work. I love your people.
I love them, too.
I think I saw some gaffers tape. I think I saw some gaffers tape during that segment. Next up is Jen, everybody. Put your hands together for Jen. Jen looking very sporty. Jen, what are you going to do for us this morning?
I'm going to do a little hip-hop dance.
Hip-hop dancing. Well, as you know, K-Rock is the hip-hop station.
That's right.
I know. That's why I'm totally doing it.
We're
right
the home now. Of hip-hop.
All right. Here's Jen with a little hip-hop dancing for everybody.
How about a beat, DJ?
How about a beat? Let me show you how to keep the dice rolling when you're doing that thing over there, homie.
Here we go.
Let's go. I'm feeling like I'm running and I'm feeling like I gotta get away, get away, get away.
Okay,
just know that you will never stop me. And I never be a little cocky. You were never gonna stop me. Every time I come, I just gotta set it, then I gotta go, and then I gotta get it, then I gotta blow, and then I gotta shut it. Any little thing I think that he be doing, cause it doesn't matter, cause I'm gonna let it, let it, then I'm gonna murder everything and anything. I'm about to boom, I'm about to bang, I gotta do a lot of things, I make it clear until a couple things that I always win, and then I gotta get it again, and again, and again.
That is some skills right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, homegirl.
That.
I'm sorry, as a dancer for 21
that
years,
awesome.
That was dope.
That was impressive, right?
Some actual talent on the stage.
And thank you for joining us on Big Boys Neighborhood.
Well, that was impressive.
That was impressive.
I don't think anyone expected actual talent here today.
That's not what this is about.
Not at all.
Of course it is.
I like this already. I like it already.
Our next contestant is Ashley. Ashley, what will you be performing for us this morning?
Decorating cupcakes.
Decorating cupcakes.
Ashley's going to decorate cupcakes. How are you going to decorate them?
With my boobies.
Her boobies. Decorating cupcakes with her boobies.
This might be a great time to remind you. Webcam. KROQ.com.
Here's Ashley.
I'm going to have to do some play-by-play for those of us who can't see.
She is squeezing together a pastry bag full of filling between her giant cans.
That's not filling.
And she is putting icing all over the cupcakes. And now, sprinkles are falling off of her nipples. And there they are, two delicious cupcakes that have been crafted by her breasts. And now she is handing them out to lucky members of the audience.
This is the first time all day Beer Mug has wished he were here.
You've got some icing all over you there, yeah.
Best case scenario.
Yeah, you want to lick that off, don't you? Yeah.
It's not icing.
That is Ashley, ladies and gentlemen.
Ashley and her decorating cans.
That was remarkable.
It was. We have one more contestant in the first portion of our talent section of the pageant. We're going to get the stage cleaned up a little bit, get the icing and the table off. Let's hear it for the stage crew, boys and girls. The stage crew. It's an amazing crew this morning.
Ralph, if it's okay with you, we can take a break, get set up, and come back with the final five contestants.
If that works the better, then everyone hang on. We'll keep doing it in a minute.
We are live at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Miss Double December 2015 pageant is on the air on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll be right back on.
Is heaven missing an angel? Because you've got nice cans.
Kevin and Bean's Miss Double December beauty pageant. K-Rock.
That's our message, right?
That is our message, yes.
Kevin and Bean Show live in Fullerton at the Slide Bar. We are halfway through the talent portion of the competition as we look for Miss Double December 2015. Lux, Miss Double December 2013 is our guest up here. Brittany, Miss Double December 2014 will be joining us in about 15 minutes. Ralph, where are we at?
Don't forget, by the way, we're still taking the votes at KROQ.com. It's up to you, the KROQ listeners, in order to pick who will win the competition this year up until 9 a.m. Here's a chance to be impressed by some of their talents. Coming up next is Ms. Padilla. Ms. Padilla coming to the stage. I always feel like a strip club DJ when I'm up here every year. Coming up to the stage, Ms. Padilla, everybody. Ms. Padilla coming to the stage.
She's not doing this for free.
Do you want us to get you some singles, Ralph?
No bills, no thrills.
I should have brought my singles for hers.
Now, what is your talent going to be this morning?
I will be doing some twerk work.
Twerk work.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ms. Padilla and her voluptuous butt.
Take off the shirt, seriously.
Easy. You said that out loud, Kevin. You said that out loud.
Oh, my.
I was right.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hon. My anaconda don't.
Woo! I like it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Padilla, put your hands together for Miss Padilla.
Don't cut it off, Ralph.
Oh, my goodness. Indeed. The greatest country in the world.
USA! Very impressive. USA! Very nice.
USA! Unbelievable.
Next up, to perform for you an original song that she wrote and will be singing herself, please welcome Leah to the stage. Leah, come on up here.
Ralph, remind them of their pledge to you.
Yes. We're going to be positive. We're going to support. And by the way, you're going to want to listen to this song because we've heard Leah perform it, and it's all about the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's very entertaining. And we want you to have a seat. Get set up here, sweetheart. We're going to microphone your guitar, and we're also going to mic your voice.
You know, there was a guy slowly eating ice cream in the front row, and as soon as Samantha came on, Miss Padilla, all of a sudden it was...
Yeah.
Well, it's distracting.
I see Lux, all of you.
Distracting.
Full window liquor.
All right, here we go. Song from Leah.
Hey.
Hey.
Even if you don't like it, you can pretend you do because I have boobs.
It's hard to argue.
That's the spirit.
Thank you. All right. Thank you.
All right, she has to sing.
I never thought I'd see the day. Whoa! today. There are a couple things that I would like to say. Pete, it's okay that you're a creep, and in the morning Kevin drinks, and Kevin, I have my moments too. And Ralph, I love the showbiz beat, and even love being stupid tweets, and if I ever got a tattoo, well, it would be Kevin and Bean on my right and left boob.
Yes!
So since I am here with Kevin and Bean, which is a slow kid's wettest dream, there is just one more thing I have to say. Fire Bean.
Wow, biggest cheer of the
Leah, ladies and gentlemen.
Something we can all agree on is Fire Beer Mug.
That's right. Amazing work. She wrote that herself.
USA! USA! USA.
People love America.
That was charming.
I love that.
She was so good.
She was great.
Love that.
Next up on stage, as you can see, we are putting down a tarp. This could be dangerous. Please don't try this at home.
This looks like a slip and slide. What's going on?
Those of you in the front rows, you may want to put on your ponchos now.
How did it become a Gallagher show all of a sudden, Ralph?
Well, speaking of Gallagher, please welcome T to the stage. T.
T.
T will be performing.
Oh, I've been waiting for this one.
An act.
Haven't we all?
Of fruit homicide. As she squashes a watermelon between her thighs. Ladies and gentlemen, here's T.
Look at the muscle on her, by the way.
I know. Look at her mount that watermelon. All right, best of luck, T.
Take your time, T. There's no rush.
All right, she is squeezing. She is squeezing. Oh, my goodness.
And something is squirting.
That's an unfortunate look. There it is. She's going to completely demolish it. The watermelon is in half.
Oh, my goodness.
How did she do that?
Oh, now T.
Now she's handing out watermelon.
Handing out some watermelon.
Mm. You don't get that on the Miss America pageant.
For a minute there, I thought she lost control of her bowels. But it was just the watermelon.
It was an unfortunate look for a second.
Coming out of it.
That was impressive. Free watermelon for everybody.
Put your hands together for T, everybody.
Wow. Somebody get her a towel.
There's a new prop every 5 seconds. What's going on?
It's the freaking Ed Sullivan show all of a sudden.
Oh, my God. They're really creative this year.
Yes, they are.
Please welcome to the stage Marcela. Marcela's coming to the stage. She is bringing it. As you can tell, she's got a marine on one arm and a hula hoop on the other. She's going to do one of them. It turns out it's the hula hoop.
She might go with the marine.
Put your hands together for Marcela.
Actual talent this year, Ralph.
My
head is spinning. All right, here we go. Hello.
There she is. And there you go. Well over 4 seconds of hula hooping. Well done, Marcela.
I sense a lack of ambition there. Don't you? I thought maybe she'd pick it up and throw it down. Don't you practice?
I get the sense Marcela's participating at gunpoint. I don't think she really wants to be here, quite frankly.
I'm grateful that she's here, but I didn't look like she was really going for it there.
And lastly, ladies and gentlemen, the final participant in this, our talent portion of the Miss Double December 2015 competition, please welcome Raina to the stage. Raina.
Raina, everybody. I want a vine of Marcela's performance. Hey, Raina. Raina has props as well.
Raina brought some props.
Welcome back, Raina.
What are you going to be participating in this morning?
I am going to deep throat a banana.
Deep throating a banana.
Hold on a sec. Hold on. Let's double check that this is okay with the crowd, Ralph.
I don't know. Are you guys okay with watching a deep throat a banana? There's a guy holding his own banana out there.
Yeah. We don't want to offend anybody.
All right, do you need anything, any special help or anything?
No, unless you want to assist with the whipped cream.
Oh, well, sure, I'd be happy to assist with the whipped cream.
Tough job, Rob.
You just need to get the music started. And then
tell me what to do.
I'm just going to peel it off really quick.
You go ahead and peel that off really quick. She's now peeling the banana. That banana looks. That banana looks really small. Who's with me? There we go. Here she goes.
Well, she's getting some whipped cream on the sides of her mouth, right?
Yeah, she is.
What's
she's
happening? That's she, just sloppy.
That banana's getting larger. There she is. She just bit the banana. Oh my God.
No, I was worried that
I'm terrified.
I was worried that some of the girls would pander to the crowd. I'm glad to see that's not the case here today.
Absolutely.
It's
not.
Art for art's sake up
that's
here.
That's right. That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Raina, put your hands together for Raina.
Her mouth is full, but she says thank you.
Here's your cream.
It's for America, Bean.
That's right.
America.
That's right, damn it.
Oh, I didn't know there was a finale.
Oh. There's an after show.
Yes, nice there is.
Pasties.
She's got bows.
Those not watching the webcast are missing out.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, thank you very much. Raina, ladies and gentlemen, Raina.
All right, I'm a little dizzy, Ralph, but what happens next hour?
With that, that's the end of our talent portion of the competition. In the next hour, it's evening wear and interview.
One of these ladies will be Miss Double December 2015. We'll find out by the end of the show. You can watch it live on the webcast at krock.com. And we'll be back from the slide bar in Fullerton right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 7:53.
By the way, I want to remind everybody again that we're participating with Toys for Tots. You can go to toysfortots.org if you are not down here today and you still want information or want to contribute. The United States Marine Corps is down here gathering up so far over 1,200 toys.
That's awesome.
They're distributed throughout Orange County. They do fantastic work year-round with the Toys for Tots program, and we are very, very honored to be able to associate with them for this live broadcast this morning at the Slide Bar.
And we're also collecting an unwrapped sex toy for all the girls who are participating today.
I didn't realize that.
I hadn't heard that.
Yes.
Huh. We have a special musical guest that's going to be joining us after the top of the hour, by the way.
Outstanding. Is it Bono?
We're not allowed to say. Oh. It might be Bono. I'm not saying it's not Bono.
I'm gonna butt in here. It's not Bono.
You don't know, man. You don't know.
I do know.
Special musical guest plus Britney, Miss Double December 2014, joins the broadcast
just
right
to
at
say
the top
her goodbyes.
Of the hour. Exactly. Yeah. Yes, indeed. First, though, time for the Showbiz Beat here on a Friday morning. Give it up for Ralph Garman.
Oh, thank you very much. Thanks for showing up this morning. As we mentioned this week, they've announced the name of the next big James Bond movie. It is called Spectre. The next big question, however, is who will sing the theme song? They're already talking about who will do the theme song. It's a big honor if you get to do the theme song to a James Bond movie.
People actually pitch themselves and fight over it, right?
Absolutely. Adele had a smash hit with Skyfall in the last film. So now they are asking the people in Britain, because, you know, James Bond is a big thing in the UK as well. And they said that they would like Queen with Adam Lambert to sing the theme song.
Wow, that'd be cool.
That'd be pretty good.
Pretty good. Yeah. Are there other top runners that people have suggested?
Weird Al Yankovic.
Weird Al Yankovic was not on the list, Bean, no. Lord.
Great choice.
That would be a good choice.
That'd be a good choice, too.
I wonder if
she could dance to it and do that weird jerky thing.
I wonder if they feel like she's Hunger Games girl, so she doesn't get to be James Bond girl, too, though.
Maybe. Kanye West, some people are suggesting.
Wow, listen to that.
I'm with you. I would not like to see that.
There has never been a rap James Bond theme.
No.
Plus, he wouldn't rap. He would yell.
Yeah, yeah, that's probably true.
I don't want to hear N-words in the Secret Service.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, that's true.
And Mumford & Sons, they also
no,
said would be a good idea.
No.
Come on, it would be so cool. James Bond with banjos.
Nope. Nothing against that band. They don't mix necessarily with
James Bond's really cool, and I like him below seven, and I hope he fights some crime, and this movie's called Spectre, and this movie's called Spectre.
You brought me around. I'm in.
We don't have time today, Ralph, but I think one day, and we did so well with the Christmas music topic yesterday, one day we should rank the James Bond themes. I would love to know what everybody's favorite James Bond theme is, because there have been some great ones over the years.
We should do it quick, because the movie's not out until a year from now.
Gotta squeeze that in tomorrow.
Hey, Bill Cosby's in some trouble.
Or Monday, either way.
Wait, Bill Cosby?
Yeah, apparently he's in some trouble.
He's America's dad.
Yeah, well, he's America's creepy uncle, apparently.
He has had more canceled shows. Tarrytown, New York, Music Hall, said he was supposed to perform tomorrow night. They said they were going to postpone his show to a later date.
Later meaning?
Effing never.
Ah.
The U.S. Navy has also announced they're taking back their honorary title they gave him of Chief Petty Officer because of the sexual assault allegations against him. They're now calling him Chief Petting Officer.
You sure about that?
I'm not sure at all.
Allegedly.
And this is sad news if it's true, because it's a National Enquirer. You got to take it with a grain of salt. But they say that Jack Nicholson may be battling the early onset of Alzheimer's.
Oh. That sucks.
Retire because he was having trouble remembering lines.
Yeah, he did retire from acting because he said he was having a hard time remembering lines. And they said last time anyone saw him, he was in a restaurant in Beverly Hills where he seemed confused. He stays home most of the time, doesn't care for visitors, they say, and it's just spending time with his $100 million art collection.
Okay, how do you spend time with an art collection?
I guess you just look at it a lot.
Okay.
That's a shame. Obviously one of the greatest actors that ever lived. Sorry to see that, but old age hits everybody.
You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. What's that?
Truth.
Well, I'll be damned. Today's celebrity birthday is Little Richard's 82 years old today. Comedian Margaret Cho is 46. Paula Patton's 39. Frankie Muniz from Malcolm in the Middle is 29 years old. And Johnny Resnick of the Goo Goo Dolls is 49 years old.
Yep.
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 I'm Ralph Garman. I welcome to Showbiz Beat.
All right. This is getting weird now.
What do you mean?
This is getting weird.
How do you mean?
Somehow I cut my leg. I don't know how. And then
you do that all the time.
Wow, are you bleeding?
And then Brittany came and sat down. Miss Double December 2014.
Last hand for Miss Double December.
Hi.
Immediately spilled the drink.
Okay,
like destroyed
so
the whole table.
It's not my fault. I'm not drunk yet, I promise. I only had 3 drinks.
Before 8 o'clock in the morning. What are you drinking, Brittany? We'll get you another one.
Vodka Red Bull, please.
Vodka Red Bull for Miss Double D, please.
Let's hold it for like 5 minutes, though.
Yeah, maybe we want to hold off
Ralph.
On that.
Sorry, is it you?
I'm so glad we're getting rid of her.
Me?
So glad we're getting rid of this one.
That's it, I'm done.
She just spilled it all over Ralph's paper.
Get out of here.
Ralph hates that.
You're out of here.
He's so pissed.
So Britt, today's the day you transfer the crown, Miss Double
saliva.
December, via a kiss, via a beautiful, tender kiss.
Bean has finally learned to say it right.
Finally.
How has it been being Miss Double December for the past 12 months?
Oh, my gosh, it's been so amazing. I got to do so many cool things. Concerts, shows, seeing all these beautiful people out here. It's just been so good.
Tell us about last year at this time when you were... one segment to go.
Last year, I was cold. I was in a bikini up here, and I was trying my best to do everything, and now I'm kind of chilling.
How did you spill
my drinks on stage.
Yeah, you are.
When you're
backstage during the pageant, do you get any kind of a sense? Because the voting is still open. The listeners are still voting at krock.com until 9 o'clock. Do you get any kind of a sense of how it's going? Does there come a point where you think, I got this, or... Are you amazed when your name is called and you're in the top 3?
I mean, as you guys know, I use the secret to win Miss Double December. So, I knew I was going to win last year.
Because of the secret, okay.
I mean, I came in here knowing I was going to win. However, yeah, I did.
We need a Miss Double December that doesn't believe in the secret,
that's
right?
Yes, absolutely.
Who's with me?
Well, I am happy.
I knew the whole time.
I am happy to tell you this, that your association with the Kevin Bean Show is not over, because starting Monday, Brittany, you're going to start doing traffic on our show, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo! So what am I doing?
I don't think that decision's been made.
Do I go to news? Can I just do it like one time?
I thought that was confirmed.
I was not at that meeting.
Okay. All right. So Brittany is here. She's going to be sitting in with us for when the girls come back out for the interview portion. But I do think, Ralph, am I right about this? We do have a special guest with some live musical entertainment for us today.
Well, Kevin has promised us some entertainment. I don't know who he's talking about.
Oh, how dare you.
Kevin brought his friend to entertain us. That's what he told me. He said, I'm bringing my friend to come entertain
his
everyone.
His personal close friend.
All right, I don't want any of this on me, Kevin. So why don't you tell us who you decided should be on the broadcast today?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to present the Armenian comedian. Right? Who's with me? That's what I thought.
Oh, wow, and he dressed up for the occasion.
That's great. Wearing a tracksuit.
All right. Now, Sam has done a song for Miss Double December, I believe.
No.
Don't give him his own microphone. Whatever you do, do not.
How dare you, Scott.
We're going to try to have him sing it, right?
I think he's going to do this song here. But let's ask Sam. Sam probably can't hear me. But ask him, you know, his thoughts on the pageant and the boobs and the whole thing.
What do you feel about the pageant today? How do you think it's going?
It was awesome. They make me horny.
All right.
Yeah.
My penis has just crawled up inside my body now.
I'm stepping over here, if that's cool.
Sam's not allowed to talk to any of the girls, right?
No, he's on the list with you.
All right. Ask him, if you would, ask him about writing and recording the song. What are his memories of that session with Omar last week?
What are your memories of that beautiful time recording the Miss Double D song?
I have all the memory. Whatever you write, you always remember.
Yeah, we'll find out, won't we? We'll find out. Fiend, this isn't Sonic Highway, okay? We don't need to ask him about recording the Double December song.
All right, what's the song called, guys?
The song is called
You Make Me Horny.
Okay.
By the way, that wasn't the original title.
What's it called, Omar?
It's called Double D Song.
Double D Song. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, the Armenian comedian now performing as much as he remembers of his original Double D Song. Let's hear it for him.
Yeah, get it.
Anytime, Sam. Anytime.
Recorder solo.
It's an odd way to open the song, but okay.
Oh, you are a double D.
Double D.
Your hair and your eyes, it matches together. Oh, your breast and your belly, it makes me go on you.
On you.
Have you heard enough?
What?
You are still there.
You know what? You're not still here.
I think that's maybe as much of that song.
Is that enough, really, for...
I think we do need some comedy, though.
Yeah, how about maybe if the song's not working out live, Kevin, maybe there's some comedy, maybe there's some... he is the Armenian comedian.
Yeah, how about some jokes, Sam?
All right, how about one joke? This is your best joke, though. This is the one. This is the go-to...
Showstopper.
And please, keep it clean. Let's remind Sam to keep it clean.
Keep it clean. You can't use curse words, but this is your favorite joke of all time. This is your go-to.
What Barack Obama said to Clinton.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, no.
What Barack Obama said to Clinton.
Why you didn't care, Dan?
What?
What the hell?
What?
Right?
That's his showstopper?
Okay. But,
no. Man, he's not as funny since he got political.
Sam, you suck! All right. Now he's flipping off the crowd.
I'm glad I don't see that.
This is now a hostile audience. Do we want another joke?
No!
Done.
One more.
I think so. I think he can redeem himself.
One more joke.
Just one more.
He's
going to win the audience back with this one.
I think so.
All right, felt like you didn't really deliver that last one with the oomph you wanted.
This is the one that's going to win the audience back.
This is the audience winner. You ready?
Got him right where you want him, Sam.
In Neverland, Diana Ross and Elizabeth Taylor, they were wrestling and pulling each other's hair to become more famous with Michael Jackson nose.
What? Is there more?
Sam, you suck!
You know who sucks is Kevin. This is Kevin's first male friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Kevin, you suck.
Look at him.
Kevin, you suck.
Don't blame the drug. Blame the pusher.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Armenian comedian.
Let's stop whatever this is.
I think so. All right, Ralph, what happens when we come back here on the live broadcast from the Slide Bar in Fullerton?
The final portion of our competition, it is evening wear and interview.
Ooh. We'll return. Miss Double December 2015 pageant is live and on the web, by the way, at krock.com if you want to watch it. And we'll continue right after this on the world-famous K-Rock.
6.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is the Kevin and Bean Show at 23 minutes after 8 o'clock.
Your chance to win your tickets for the sold-out 25th annual K-Rock Almost to Christmas coming up at 9 o'clock this morning on the show and every hour throughout the day up until 5 o'clock. We're live in Fullerton this morning for the Miss Double December pageant at the Slide Bar.
That attractive young man on stage in a suit is Ralph Garman. Ralph, take it away.
Thank you very much. This is your final chance if you're watching at home or you're listening and you haven't decided yet who you're going to vote for from this Double December. Here's your chance to meet the ladies one last time. Get inside them a little bit, if you will.
Whoa!
Hey now!
Still on the air, Ralph.
Their minds, to get inside their minds.
Okay, gotcha.
In my hand, I hold a randomly selected question that I will be asking each of the girls as they come up here, and we'll listen to their answers, and we'll learn a little bit about them.
All right. And how important is the interview portion of this competition, do you think?
I think it's well over 3%.
Okay. All right. That's about what I thought.
Yeah.
At least.
Let's welcome Adriana to the stage first and foremost.
Adriana is from Whittier. She's a legal office receptionist.
She was our stand-up comedian. She did a great job.
Looks beautiful in orange.
Thank you so much. She looks beautiful in anything. All right. Here's a randomly selected question just for you, Adriana. I'm going to ask you this question. If you win Miss Double December, you will be a role model for women everywhere. What piece of advice can you give women on how to please a man?
God, that's hard.
Just one piece of advice.
That's what she said.
That's a good start.
It is hard.
Right. Always do it in the morning because then the rest of the day will be really good.
There you go. Sex in the morning to make your man happy. Thank you, Adriana. Thank you for being with us. Looking lovely.
Good start.
I didn't see that answer taking so long.
I didn't either. With that much waiting, there would have been something more profound than just do them in the morning.
Right.
Brittany, is that terrifying, Brittany, if you remember from last year when Ralph asks you that question and you're on the spot?
Oh, my gosh. It was so terrifying.
Yeah.
Ralph is terrifying.
I'm just terrifying in general, yeah. Coming up next to the stage is Michelle. Put your hands together for Michelle.
Michelle's from Los Angeles. She is a model manager. Looks gorgeous.
Come join me up here, Michelle, so everyone can see you. Come up, stand right up here. There we go. Now here, on the heels of that question, is this question. Can you have one piece of advice to give men out there if you become Miss Double December on how to make their woman happy? One piece of advice that all men should know about making a woman happy.
Okay, guys, I can tell you what makes me happy. I really like boob massages.
Well, all right, if you insist.
I mean, she's the expert.
Yes, she is.
Right?
Michelle, why don't you take a walk down the runway and say hi to everybody before we let you leave the stage?
So we finally have to start doing something nice for our ladies, it sounds like, you guys.
All right, don't throw money at her, for God's sake.
She threw it back. I like it.
Yeah, it's good for you.
I like that.
Thank you very much, Michelle.
That is contestant number two, Michelle. If you want to go to KRock.com, cast your vote.
Next to the stage is Jen. Put your hands together for Jen.
Currently ditching law school finals.
There she is, looking lovely.
Sexy.
Jen, here is the question that was randomly selected for you. One day you wake up and you're invisible. What do you do with your newly found gift?
I would probably sit in Bean's bedroom and watch all the stupid stuff that he said.
Oh my God. You would go in Bean's bedroom?
Oh, I totally would.
That's the least
terrifying.
I have to know if thanks for the info, Bean, is true.
Oh, it's true.
I'd like to know if Bean and the sheep is true.
You.
That's the least.
Jen, take a walk, Jen.
Least sexy answer has ever been given.
Oh my gosh.
I would be so disappointed if Jen ended up in my bedroom and she were invisible.
She's a tough girl.
Wow. Boy, did that turn.
Thank you, Jen.
Jen, I'll see you later. Win or lose.
No, you won't. She's invisible.
Oh, that's right.
Good point.
Next to the stage is Ashley. Put your hands together for Ashley, everybody.
Ashley was our cake decorator from La Habra.
She could squeeze her boobs together and make cream come out.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Onto those cupcakes.
Is that what was happening?
Here's your question, Ashley. A natural disaster has wiped out civilization, leaving you the last woman on the planet Earth. You need to repopulate the planet. What one man would you choose to start repopulating the planet with?
Oh, my gosh. Let's hear it.
Chad Reed.
Chad Reed.
Should I know who Chad Reed is?
Who is that?
She's
Chad
Reed.
She's a dirt bike racer.
She's a big dirt bike rider.
Oh, he's a dirt bike racer. Yeah. All right.
Yep.
Oh, you two on the back of a dirt bike? It'll be like Mad Max with sex. Take a walk. Thank you so much, Ashley. Put your hands together for Ashley, everybody.
Brittany, how about that dress, by the way?
Sparkly.
Beautiful. Unbelievable.
I like it. I like her boobs.
She looks like a Christmas ornament.
Strangely, I don't see a dress.
All right. That is Ashley, contestant number 4.
And we have one more contestant in the first part of our interview portion. Please welcome to the stage Ms. Padilla. Ms. Padilla. Making her way to the stage.
Twerk.
Wow, that's a nice dress, too.
Executive assistant, North Hollywood, contestant number 5 is Ms. Padilla.
Nice and green.
Ms. Padilla, here's your question. You are given one trip in a time machine. Where and when would you go and why?
I would definitely go to the Roaring Twenties, because they knew how to party and dance.
Woo!
Yeah.
They made their gin in bathtubs.
Exactly.
Sometimes you went blind when you drank it.
Good times.
All right. Take a walk.
Sounds like a party
Say
to me.
Say hi to everybody. It's Ms. Padilla.
She was having so much fun until Ralph commented.
Until I told her the truth.
She wants to go back to the days of legal absinthe.
That's right. Ms. Padilla, everybody, thank you so much for coming out. We have 4 more lovely ladies going to take the stage in a couple minutes and answer their questions.
All right, we are live from the Slide Bar in Fullerton. The webcast is up at krock.com. Miss Double December 2015 pageant is on the air. We'll return in a moment on the world-famous K-Rock. This won't surprise anybody, but we've lost Kevin again.
Yeah, he's not up here.
Not again.
Oh, here he comes.
Here he is.
I feel like we maybe need to pin his name onto his shirt or something.
So people can return him?
If found, please return too.
I'm here. All good.
Hey, Monkey, how's it going?
Good. Got a scratch on my leg. I don't know how it happens.
Hey, I want to give a shout-out before we meet the other girls for the interview portion here of the Miss Double December pageant to our good friend Mats Hagbeck, who's watching in Finland today.
Well, in the words of the Finnish,
Dave tells me that we have viewers from Australia, Japan, Canada, all over the world, people watching and this Double December pageant.
And by we, you mean
the girls. Exactly, the girls, right. Yeah. All right, we met our first 5 contestants in the evening gown and the question portion. We have 4 more to go. Ladies and gentlemen, on the stage, here's Ralph Garner.
First, we're going to get these shots out of the way. You want to do that?
Yes,
get those out
please,
of the way?
Can we? Because I want to spill all over your
Brittany and Kevin have shots to do before we get going.
All right.
And Lisa May, too.
Lisa May's joining in. I didn't realize.
This is my favorite part of the show when the shots start happening.
Let's get it out of the way.
Why are we doing this?
Knock it back, kids. Knock it back. Why not? This is America.
That is what Kevin needed.
That's right.
Oh, it tastes like America.
Please welcome next to the interview portion of this of the competition, Leah. Leah coming to the stage next.
Leah's our second cake decorator in the competition. She is from Canyon Country. She sang an original song in the talent competition last hour.
The song was amazing.
That's a great song.
Leah, here is your randomly selected question. If you were a comic book superhero, what would your superhero name be? Kind of like Spider-Man, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman.
Out,
what would
girl.
Your superhero name be?
Well, I am Batman, so I'm not really sure. I mean...
Wow. You're Batman?
Yes. You haven't seen me and Batman in the same room. It's not a coincidence.
Hey. I'd like to tour the Batcave.
You can definitely tour the Batcave.
Leah, take a walk. Take a walk down the runway and say hi to everybody.
Her dress is beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
Very
that's
detailed in the
that's
back.
What I was going to say. A lot of detail in the back.
Yeah. We love the back.
Right.
She's kissing a lot of hands.
She's kissing hands.
Kissing baby, shaking hands.
She is meeting
the people.
Want to all about that bass. That bass.
Vote for Leah. Go to krock.com.
Please welcome T to the stage next. T, come on up here.
T squeezed a watermelon between her thighs last hour at the talent competition. She's from Canoga Park.
T, come on over. Here is your question. What wild animal are you most like and why?
Cheetah, because I'm fast to snap.
There we go.
Boom.
Cheetah. Go take a run down that runway.
Hey.
5'1" and full of fun. That is T.
She
ladies
is
and gentlemen.
Fun size.
She is tiny.
You don't want to touch all of those hands.
Or go ahead.
Touch them all. Just get
them. Oh.
I'm going to pull your dress up a little bit there, T. Just give the top of that dress a hike. There you go. Before they shut us down.
We can almost lose it.
Yeah.
We've had boobs pop out before.
We've had nip slips.
Yeah.
We're trying to avoid them if we can. Please welcome Marcela to the stage. Marcela, everybody.
I don't know how she's going to top the hula hoop for a competition, but let's see how it goes with the question.
Marcela, if you had to trade places with one celebrity for a day, trade lives with them, what celebrity would you choose?
Angelina Jolie, because she's married to Brad Pitt.
So you get to bang Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Not a bad answer.
Good choice. Take a walk and say hi to everybody down the runway.
Yeah.
The answer is the same for me, by the way.
Trade places with Angelina Jolie, too?
Yeah.
Last year, that was my question.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like, who would you bang, kill, marry?
Okay.
And I said I would marry Angelina.
Oh, that's right.
All right.
So,
common thread.
She's very popular. She's very popular.
She's popular.
And lastly, Raina. Welcome, Raina, to the stage. Our final contestant in the evening wear and interview portion of our show.
Good to see her again.
Wow. Looking very virginal in white. Raina, this is your randomly selected question. How appropriate with your name being Raina and all. If you were queen of the world for a day and you could impose one rule that everyone in the world had to follow, what would that rule be?
Would be for all of us to take fireball shots.
Sure.
Okay.
What the hell with world peace and everything else? Let's all do fireball shots.
Forget it. That will create world peace for sure.
This is just a guess. Have you had a fireball shot this morning?
Maybe.
All right. Have a walk and say hi to everybody.
That is an excellent use of the ultimate power.
I think so. Raina, everybody.
Fireball shots for everyone.
Only one choice she had. In the entire world.
One rule for everyone to follow, do fireball shots.
All right.
There she is, Queen Fireball herself, Raina. Put your hands together. And that is all of our contestants for the interview portion of our show.
The voting is only open for 15 more minutes. You have until 9 o'clock to go to krock.com and cast your vote. Who should wear the crown and represent the Kevin and Bean Show for 2015? Who will be next year's Miss Double December? We're going to find out. Take a quick break. We are live at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. We'll return right after this on K-Rock. We are less than 1 hour away from crowning Miss Double December 2015 here at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. You have just a few minutes left to vote, about 6 minutes until the voting closes for your favorite candidate.
Hey, look, here's Kevin. Hey, what a surprise. Kevin wasn't ready when the show started.
As Kevin slides in, it's Ralph's turn as we take a look at the showbiz beat here on a Friday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Well, last night, I don't know if anybody watched, was Peter Pan Live. Did anybody watch Peter Pan Live?
Oh, I'm so sad I did not watch.
Nope. Allison Williams from Girls as Peter Pan and Christopher Walken as Captain Hook, who I'm pretty sure was drunk last night, if you watched it.
If I'd have known that, I would have watched it.
He was either drunk or bored. I couldn't tell, but he didn't seem like excited to be there. Maybe 30 years ago, he should have played that role.
And you know what's weird is part of the reason they didn't go after him. He went after them and said, if you ever have a role where I can sing and dance, that's my first love. I'm only an actor by accident.
I'm a song and dance man.
Exactly. I love the stage. Hook me up. You would think that that would be the thing that would drive him to be great at it.
Well, he should have been a song and dance man before he was 70, I think.
Well,
maybe that's the problem.
Yeah.
Pan, I'm so angry at you. I just pooped my Depends diapers. Furious.
Were there any, it was live. Were there any, like, hiccups with the flying or anything that you heard about?
As far as I was going back and forth between the football game and the show, but as far as I could tell, no. There was
no technical problems, just other problems.
Now, here's the interesting thing. The reason they did is because they did this live Sound of Music last year with Carrie Underwood, and that got huge ratings, over 18 million viewers.
It was terrible.
It was awful, and everyone made fun of it.
Wait, it had 18 million viewers?
Yes.
That was live, Kevin, after DVR plus 3, 22 million for Sound of Music last year.
Wow.
So NBC said, well, we're going to do that again.
And
so
they
did another awful musical, but this time they only got half as many viewers, around 9 million viewers last night.
By the way, that's not bad.
Not bad.
18 is ridiculous. Yeah. 9 is pretty good.
And it sounds like, from what you said before, they didn't spend any money on sets. So.
No, it was Christopher Walken standing in a rowboat.
But you know what?
His hook was a hanger, a wire hanger. He was just holding on to it.
It is interesting, and it just shows you how different the numbers are for network TV now. Even though it was half of the Sound of Music, it was still twice what they normally get on a Thursday night on NBC. Yes. So, I mean, it's still probably considered a success.
I'm sure we'll be seeing it again. And speaking of Sound of Music, ABC is going to air the classic movie on December the 21st. But this year, they're going to do the sing-along version. So all the lyrics will be running along the bottom of the screen while they show the movie.
I like
that's,
that.
That's fun.
Which makes it even more annoying for those
of
you.
Yeah, that's annoying to me.
With the family singing along. Who needs
you're
that?
Not watching anyway, Kevin.
That's a good point.
Kevin's favorite musical is Sound of Music.
Kevin, weren't you Liesel in a stage production at one time?
I was Liesel. Thank you, Bean. Thanks for remembering.
He was Diesel. You guys know Juliana Margulies from The Good Wife?
Yes. Sure. Yes. She's great.
Do you remember her first big break on television where we first got to know her?
ER.
She played a nurse on ER.
ER?
No, Kevin. And although she's not a nurse, she did learn a lot from being on that show for years. She was on The Good Wife when she was dealing with a person working on the set who was complaining of weight loss, thirst, headaches, and blurred vision.
Oh.
And Juliana Margulies says, you have diabetes. You need to go to the doctor. So she went to the doctor, and sure enough, Juliana Margulies diagnosed her properly. She did have type 2 diabetes.
What? Another celebrity saved a life.
Saved her life, yeah.
What? You must be furious, Kevin. She should have kept that information to herself.
No, she actually did it. That's impressive.
Wow, how about that?
And it looks like Ryan Reynolds will be once again playing Deadpool in the upcoming spin-off film based on that character. He, of course, played the character in X-Men Origins Wolverine. He played Wade Wilson in that film. And they're going to do a spin-off movie, and Ryan Reynolds, it looks like, is going to return to that role.
Is there any saturation point that can be reached for superhero movies at this point? The
Listen,
appetite seems to be insatiable.
Not so far.
Public.
I was looking at the ratings for television, and The Flash, huge number. They did a crossover episode with Arrow and the CW, and just monster numbers. So
God.
People are still in love with that that format. And Bill Cosby, speaking of love. He is, boo Bill Cosby.
By a show of hands, raise your hand if you've been sexually assaulted by Bill Cosby.
Look, the entire
crowd
in the slide bar.
That's about 80% of the people down here.
Allegedly.
He's losing more gigs. They just canceled his show tomorrow night at the Tarrytown Music Hall in Tarrytown, New York.
Allegedly.
No, they canceled it.
Okay. Just trying to be safe.
Well, actually, they did say it was postponed to a later date.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be the 42nd of Murfst. I don't know if you know that month or not.
I don't know
month
that
of
month.
Mermt.
Mr. Cosby should just gracefully and quietly vanish,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so.
I should get a big fat footing, crawl inside of it, and drown myself.
Jello indeed.
Jello indeed.
Rodney.
Thank you, Rodney.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Little Richard's 82 years old today. Comedian Margaret Cho turns 46. Paula Patton, the lovely and talented actress, former wife to Robin Thicke. I almost said Alan Thicke. That was a very, very different thing. 39 years old. Frankie Muniz, 29 years old. And Johnny Resnick of Goo Goo Dolls is 49 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show live in Fullerton for the Miss Double December pageant.
Voting is closed. They are being tabulated. The girls are backstage. We will see them again up here at the slide bar in Fullerton, and Miss Double December 2015 will be crowned within 30 minutes on the Kevin and Bean Show. We love it when we get special guests stopping by, and this is so much better than the Armenian comedian last hour. Ladies and gentlemen, from the barrio, our friend Rudy Cisneros.
Hey, what's up, Doc?
Stopping by the Kevin and Bean Show in Fullerton.
I just want to say what's up to Fullerton, like all my homeboys here in Orange County and all the Hinos up in here. Like, I love you. Te quiero mucho. And like all the Marines over there, that's dope that you shoot guns at people, because that's, it's like, I'm down for that, fool. You know what I'm saying?
It's like being a Raiders fan.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like go Raiders, like down with ISIS. That's like my like for 2015, my message is like Raiders, yes. ISIS, no.
All right. I don't think anybody would have any problem with that, Rudy.
Orale.
So have you had a chance to meet the girls backstage?
No, I took a look. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not my style, but, like, whatever. I got to give them props for, like, coming out, dog.
What do you mean it's not your style?
They need a little bit more, like a little panza. You know, like the ladies. Like, I need my lady to be, like, sturdy, dog, because, you know, when I go, like, Jackrabbit style.
All right,
dog.
Easy.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, where's the ladies out here? They know. They know, because, like... like my pelvis, dog, is like como se dice, like a tornado, and I blast. Okay. So and one time, I saw the hyenas back there, like you know, one time I blasted a skinny bitch like that, and she went like out the window, dog, like the laser in Real Genius, and she just kept going like through stuff.
That's a good movie reference,
Ralph. Did you assume I knew Real Genius, Ralph?
I liked your Real Genius reference.
Orale, Real Genius.
So. The girls are too thin and too fragile for you.
They're a little bit bony, dog. Okay, you know what I'm saying? I knew a vato named Bony. He used to live in Santa Fe Springs. You guys know Bony?
Maybe you can make your own girl like Weird Science.
Órale, what if I use, like, I get, like, güeros off Smart and stuff? I could use my computer and, right? Like, I'll make a bitch and she'll be perfect, dog.
Yes.
You know, like, my ideal hyena, she have, like, a little C-section scar.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like gold tooth. You know, her hair would look like telephone cords, all crispy, crunchy.
Right.
Eyebrows all drawn in. That's mm-hmm. my hang now. You know, blast that.
Now, Rudy,
getting a little. My dickies are fitting a little different, dog, because I'm talking about the hang.
You mean your dickies is what you said.
Right? My dickies are fitting differently.
Why don't you sit back down?
Because my pito is getting changing direction.
Dog. Got it. Sit down.
You turn.
Got it.
All right. Now, I wanted to ask Rudy Ciceros with us here at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Ralph tells me that you were telling him backstage that you've got some ideas to improve the pageant. I've already heard what you have to say about
it's
the girls.
It's true, dog.
What should we be doing different when we do this every year?
You guys already do it like, listen, like, I'm trying to break serious real quick. Like,
all right.
You know, like the show's been dope and stuff. Like, I see the girls, they do the skill.
Right.
The talent, whatever. Yes. And they do the like nightgowns or whatever.
No, evening wear. Not nightgowns. No.
I like nightgowns.
Isn't the evening the night, fool?
I guess so,
right.
But, like, I was thinking, you know, just to make it better, dog, because, like, you have to test, like, how a woman really is. So why don't you have, like, a cooking contest?
A cooking contest.
Like, which one of those putas can make me a sandwich?
Oh,
that's
wow.
Like, right?
Wow.
That's a terrible idea.
Wow. That's why Vatos was with me. And then, like, I was thinking, because, you know, like, it's a big deal. Like, sometimes those hyenas, they look good from afar. And
all
then
right.
You get down, you look in.
All
and,
right.
And it's, like, peludo, the hair. That's true, because they get on their butt with the dreadlocks.
Okay,
you know, the
all
hyena,
right.
And you don't know if those hyenas are hiding the Lisa, right?
All
yeah.
Right.
Lisa.
No, not at all.
Lisa, sometimes the hyenas...
No,
be
no they they're not hiding.
Their culo looks like Santa Claus's mouth, dog.
No.
Nope. All right, let's end that right, part of the conversation, Rudy. Let's move on. All right, now in years...
You understand what I'm saying,
Kevin? Yes, we got
yes,
it,
yes, I do.
Oh, okay, what's
all right,
up?
Now,
what's
in,
up,
you, well, in years past, Rudy...
Feeling good, dog.
You have entertained us with a song on the stage here at the Miss Double December Pageant, but I understand you said you want to do something different this year.
No, I wanted... Like, I always love the scene, because you know I love my slow jam, dog.
Sure, yeah. You and Art LaBeau, right.
But, like, my parole officer, you know, he's been working... Like, really closely with me, dog, you know? And he said, you need to get more in touch with your sensitive side, dog, you know?
Oh.
So I've been working on some
this is new.
Poetry.
Poetry?
You know, I've been developing my poetry skills, dog.
Did you say poetry?
It's true, dog. Like, I want to be like a poet. And, like, it's helped me, like, get more sensitive and get in touch with, like,
well,
who
we
I
can
am.
Tell from today's appearance. So, you're very sensitive.
I got some poems right here.
All right.
If you don't mind, I'm going to read them. This is my Mexican iPad.
It's a piece of paper.
It's a piece of paper.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Rudy Ciceros with a poem for him.
Wait, do you have more than one?
I have two little poems.
Two like, little poems.
And I think they represent, mira, like the dichotomy of Rudy.
Okay. Rudy, even you're surprised you came up with that word, aren't you?
I learned that word from my friend. He's hella smart. They
is
call
he?
Him they call him rompedón. All
right. He's hella smart.
All right. This poem. Thank you for the music, Omar. This poem is called Don't Trip Cuz I Like Poetry. Damn.
All Don't right. Trip Cuz I Like Poetry. Damn.
Right, fool.
All right.
I'm a little nervous because I don't usually show this side of me, but...
A little quiet for Rudy. A little quiet.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, dog. All thank right. you, fool. Hey, what's up, Creeper? Hey. Roses are red. Violets are blue. I want to go to the swap meet with you.
You're romantic.
I'll buy you a corn dog. And maybe we'll dance. I'll hold you real tight. Get a boner in my pants.
All right.
Oh, come on.
It's not sensitive. Rudy.
You can buy new eyebrows. and I'll buy a tank top. We'll share a Budweiser. We won't waste the drop. So let's go to the swap meet. Let's smoke a fat bowl. But keep your mouth shut, bitch, because I'm on parole. What's up? What's up? What's up?
That's pretty good.
Rudy, Rudy.
You can't chant for yourself.
Rudy. Hey, like, I just want to say, like, it's been helping me exercise my demons, you know, because I got a lot of strife, a lot of anger inside, dog, because of my life. And I was, I've never said this out loud, but,
He's tearing up a little bit, you guys.
Early in my life, I was mentored by Dr. Huxtable. I was mentored. And Bill Cosby, you know, he gave me his special horchata, yeah. And then, like, I woke up.
Nope.
And my culo was all sore.
Nope. None of that happened.
You see?
Nope.
Pudding box.
Nope.
All right, I got one more poem, Doc.
Really?
More of a dichotomy of Rudy.
I wanted to write one special for my Haina Sacro, my wife. I love her. But she's getting a little long in the tooth, Doc.
What?
She's getting a little long in the tooth.
That seems harsh.
What, is she like 28 now, Rudy?
Rudy, let me see. Carry the one. I don't know, dog. What do I look like? Socrates, dog, you know?
Yes, you look like Socrates.
That's a good one. Okay, so like, this is dedicated to her and like her body.
Okay.
Sensitive, Rudy.
This is called Stupid.
I like it.
Floppy.
Oh. Not done.
Your boobs, they're all stupid and floppy. They look like runny fried eggs. How can you make A cups dangle all the way between your legs?
It's not sexy.
It's like against physics, dog. It's like your boobs have cerebral palsy. They look all droopy and dumb.
Come on.
They're all wrinkly and they're all janky. They look like two old ladies' thumbs.
About your woman, Rudy.
Bitch, your boobs are stupid. Dumb.
Is that it?
Wow. There you go.
That is touching.
Rudy Cisneros, ladies and gentlemen, stop at five. Ralph, we take a quick break, and what happens next on the stage of the Slide Bar in Fullerton?
We bring all the girls out for one final farewell, then we'll
examine their buttholes.
No, we're not going to look at their buttholes. But we'll talk to the top three vote-getters coming up next.
Top three!
We'll be right back on K-Rock. We are live once again at the Slide Bar in beautiful Fullerton, where we are every year for the Miss Double December pageant. Man, it's been a lot of fun here today. We've got a great, great group of contestants vying to be Miss Double December 2015.
We do. I wish they all could win because they're that good.
I know. Great.
Well, I wish none of them could win.
Oh, Brett.
Oh, you want to stick around?
I'll be out here always. I'll never let go.
Why don't we pick 10 every year? Right?
It always happens like that, right?
Have them all be Miss Double December?
Yes!
How is that a negative?
You're drunk.
Tell me how that's a negative.
Barely.
So, Ralph, this is going to be, we've already had the swimsuit competition.
Yes.
We've had the talent competition.
Yes.
The evening wear and interview portion, that's all gone. Now we're going to bring out the girls for one final time together, and then we're going to narrow it down to the top three, correct?
The polls are closed. We've tabulated the votes. I can tell you, between several of the girls, the votes were like within a couple hundred of each other. So it was very tight voting this year. We're going to invite all the girls on the stage for one last look. And then I will announce the top three vote getters. Let's bring them all out.
Brittany is also drunk, by the way.
Yes, she is.
Super drunk.
Let's bring all the girls out on the stage. Girls, if you would, just line up here in front of the table.
Yeah.
Ooh. Two, come all the way down here.
Give them all a big round of applause.
Black and white.
Let's give a round of applause to all the girls who came out this year to participate in the Miss Double December 2015 competition. Amazing.
I get to see the backside of everyone. So you guys think you're the lucky ones? I'm the lucky one.
All right, what I'm going to do is I have the top three vote getters written down on this card. If I announce your name, please step forward. Once we've announced the top three vote getters who have stepped forward, the rest of the girls, we're going to ask you to please make an exit. Here we go.
But seriously, thank you to all of these guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for participating.
Thank you. It's been a lot of fun talking to you for the last couple of weeks.
It's been amazing.
I'm sorry you weren't good enough to win.
Oh,
you're a dick. You're a dick.
I mean, everyone's a winner is what I actually said.
I mean, you're not
winning. He's a dick.
Funny, it's a natural chant that seems to happen every year.
In no particular order, Please step forward if I read your name.
Ah!
Raina, please step forward. Please step forward. Stay right there, right there, right there is good.
I believe Raina was in the top three last year, Ralph.
She was. Ms. Padilla, please step forward, Ms. Padilla.
So far, so good.
And the last of the top three vote-getters this year, Ashley, please step forward. Ashley. Ladies, to the rest of you, thank you so much for coming out and participating this year. We really love you and we appreciate it.
Wow, it was so nice to meet you guys. Thank you.
And then there were three.
Dave is going to propose to one of them.
What I'm going to do now...
Dave, are you trying to get a green card by the end of the show? What's happening here?
Next, I'm going to announce who got the third most votes in the competition. Our third place winner. We will congratulate her and then send her on her way, and that will give us two remaining contestants. The contestant who got the third most votes in this year's Miss Double December competition... Ms. Padilla. Ms. Padilla was our third most vote-getter. Here's some flowers. Flowers for you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for participating.
Brittany, you okay?
No, I'm not okay. I don't want this to happen.
This leaves us with our remaining two highest vote-getters in the Miss Double December 2015 competition.
Who are both our new Miss Double
December. No, it doesn't work that way, Kevin. Oh. One will be our runner-up. One will be Miss Double December for 2015. The lovely Ashley and the lovely Raina, both equally deserving, but only one can win. The person that wins will then be kissed by Brittany, and that will be the official transfer of the crown from Miss Double December 2014 to 2015. What I'll do is I will announce the winner, and of course the other person would be the runner-up. Miss Double December 2015 will be announced right after this commercial message.
No, don't do it, Glenn!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It is the live Miss Double December pageant from Fullerton. Ralph, where are we for folks who are just tuning in? Where are we in the competition?
The votes have been counted. We have the top two vote-getters on stage with us right now, the lovely Ashley and the lovely Raina. Oh, only a couple hundred votes separate these two girls. It was neck and neck all the way to the end at 9 o'clock this morning when we closed the polls. I will announce the second largest vote-getter. That will be our runner-up. And then, of course, the woman who is standing will be Miss Double December 2015.
So the first name doesn't win, they're backup.
Right. First name will be the runner-up.
All right.
The second most votes.
Okay.
Now, Miss Double December 2015, as is the tradition, will go to all the Kevin and Bean events, including the singles parties, including the breakfast with,
right,
including the live broadcast, of course, also the acoustic Christmas shows, including the Weenie Roast.
April Foolishness,
all that great stuff. Let me thank a couple of sponsors, including the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in downtown Fullerton, for once again being our excellent hosts
today.
We really appreciate
it. Thank you so much, Slide Bar.
Want to thank the United States Marine Corps and Toys for Tots for being down here today. We've collected thousands of toys for Orange County. The Marines do great work overseas and at home. Don't forget, you can go to toysfortots.org if you'd like more information or would like to contribute a toy. They have hundreds of locations in Orange County where you can drop off a toy. We want to thank our sponsor, Flick Date, for helping out with the broadcast today. And we also want to thank Avon, as Miss Double December 2015 will be the K-Rock Ambassador for the Avon Walk for Breast Cancer in September. All of that.
How about less yapping from you?
All of that leads us to this moment where we will crown Miss Double December 2015.
All right. Very exciting. Very exciting. Congratulations to both of you, ladies. You've got a lot of votes. Everyone very fond of your talent, I'm sure. Your talent and your brains. That's why you got so many votes. The second biggest vote-getter this year in the voting, the woman who will be the runner-up, is Raina. That means Miss Double December 2015 is Ashley. Ashley, you are Miss Double December 2015. Congratulations, Ashley. You're the winner. Ashley, come on back here. Let's make it official. Ashley.
We have a crown. We have a sash.
We're going to put a crown and a sash on you. Brittany is going to dress you with your sash and your crown and your flowers. And then, of course, she will officially pass the title to you.
That's to make it legal, right?
From one Miss Double December to another with the magic of a kiss. Up. It's not official yet. Here we go. There we go. Congratulations, Ashley. You are officially Miss Double December 2015. Meet your subjects.
Is she the ruler?
She's the ruler.
Here she comes. She's our Miss Double December.
And the crowd goes wild.
Take another walk.
She's got the hoops.
Take another walk. Wave to the crowd.
Let's hear it for Ashley, ladies and gentlemen.
Ashley, Miss Double December for 2015. Congratulations.
I think she is taller than just about all of us on this show, by the way.
Except for you, I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
And she almost fell.
And she almost died on her first day.
I'd like to hear from Miss Double December. I'd like to hear how she's feeling right now.
Ashley, come on over here. Come on over here. Oh, well, thank you for that. How are you feeling right now, being our winner?
Woo!
I think she needs a shot.
I don't know what to do.
He's going to buy the Miss Double December
a shot. So you're going to spend the rest of the year with us. How does that make you feel?
Amazing. Oh, my God. Yes. K-Rock, almost a Q6, System of Down, Rise Against.
Oh.
Singles Party. Who's single?
Oh, it's going to be a fun year.
I can't wait for Ashley to wake up tomorrow and someone tell her all about this.
And it's going to be a fun year, isn't it?
It sure is.
All right, let's hear it for Ashley, Miss Double December 2015. Let's hear it for all the contestants who were so great this year. How about a round of applause for your MC, the great Ralph Garman, ladies and gentlemen. Miss Double December 2013, Lux. Miss Double December 2014, Brittany! Thanks so much for listening. Let's sing that song we all know so well. That means the weekend is finally here, and thank you so much for coming out to the Slide Bar. We had a lot of fun. We'll see you next year.
Don't go dark and join, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Oh, man, they're big. They're huge.
Yum.
Just like the other one.
That's real talk right there, man.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Shut up.
Sore nipples.
No, that actually sounds pretty bad.
My vagina is so dry.
You're missing the whole point. This show is a joke. You are a joke.
Every day I'm shuffling.
This passing around.
Following the glue stuff for my friend.
Sorry, we're out of time.
I mean, impressive. Especially with
an album. You gotta leave him wanting more, as we say in show business.
Guess how many boobs I saw today, Marge? 15!
You guys about done?
Yeah.
Good, you're both idiots.
Blue.
just your hello. Love your dubber.
Hey guys, thanks so much for coming. Slidebar's open, so
oh,
have some drinks.
So
but be safe,
hot.
And thank you so much for coming. We'll see you again next week.
That was great.